This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump met with North Korea's top nuclear envoy at the White House on Friday to discuss efforts to get Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program. The meeting with General Kim Yong-chol, a former North Korean spy master, lasted for about 90 minutes. It focused on planning a second summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokeswoman.
The president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which will send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations.
Sanders insisted that while Trump's talks with the North Korean envoy were productive, the United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea. The White House is denying a BuzzFeed report that President Donald Trump ordered his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about a Russian real estate deal in 2016. The report cited two unnamed law enforcement officials and says that Trump directed Cohen to lie to Congress and that Cohen regularly briefed Trump and his family on the Moscow project, even as Trump said he had no business dealings with Russia. Cohen pleaded guilty in November to lying to Congress in 2017 to cover up that he was negotiating the real estate deal in Moscow on Trump's behalf during the heat of his presidential campaign. Cohen was recently sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax crimes, bank fraud, and campaign violations. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Friday afternoon that the report from BuzzFeed was a lie. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled plans Friday to fly commercially to Afghanistan after her office said President Donald Trump announced the sensitive travel plans. Trump revoked the use of a military plane for Pelosi and Democratic members of Congress who planned to travel to Afghanistan and Brussels late Thursday. It was the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Pelosi called the president's move irresponsible and dangerous.
The fact that they would leak the that we were flying commercial is a danger not only to us, but to other people flying commercially. So it's very irresponsible on the part of the president.
The White House rejected Pelosi's characterization of the move as a flat-out lie. The cancellation came after the speaker suggested Trump postpone the State of the Union speech later this month as long as one quarter of the U.S. government is shut down. The U.N. Human Rights Office said Friday that it had documented at least 34 people killed, 59 wounded, and more than 200 arbitrary arrests in the Democratic Republic of Congo since provisional election results were announced a week ago. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights.
So we are very concerned about this, and we call on all sides to seek to resolve the situation through dialogue and not to resort to violence.
The second-place finisher in the campaign, Martin Fayulu, has contested the result based on his camp's tallies, saying that the official winner, opposition leader Felix Tshisekedi, struck a deal with outgoing President Joseph Kabila. Tshisekedi and Kabila have both denied that. The December 30th vote was meant to lead to Congo's first democratic handover of power since independence from Belgium in 1960. Thousands of protesters gathered here in Washington for the annual March for Life on Friday. Vice President Mike Pence addressed the crowd, saying that the Trump administration is committed to the right to life. In a videotaped segment, President Donald Trump assured the crowd they have a champion in the White House.
As president, I will always defend the first right in our Declaration of Independence, the right to life.
The 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which made abortion legal in the United States, remains the law of the land. And Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with visiting U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham in Ankara Friday. Graham has criticized President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, saying that it was premature in the war against Islamic State. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.